So these devotee who's at Kiritamala, she is pujari in Montreal temple. She is a very older devotee, like an older mother, maybe she's grandmother even. And she's from Croatia. And every morning she's dressing Gornitai and Radha and Krishna. Very nice Vaishnavi. And she made this little pocket for me. She likes to do all five things for me because I'm like her son, same age, you know. And her son is not Vaishnavi, he became Buddhist. So I could receive the motherly affection. So today, 10 December 2016, is a very special day, you know. For two reasons, you know? Two reasons.
Gita Jayanti.
This is first reason. 5,000 years ago, we always say every year 5,000 years, of course. It's a little bit more every year, but we don't know exactly. Actually, we know, but I don't remember. It's a little bit more now, 5,100, something like that, a year ago. Krishna was on the battlefield with Arjuna, and he spoke the Bhagavad Gita. And then this is a very special day for another reason, you know what? Other reason?
Huh?
No, we can see the same day like this. You don't know? Another reason today?
Dia de presimet de Divine Knowledge.
Yes. That is the 10 December 1952. In this world appeared a very beautiful soul in the form of a small baby who became later Niranjana Swami. He is the spiritual master of Dinasarana Damodar. Priya is very nice, very special Vaishnava. I saw today on Facebook, this is one of the advantages of Facebook. Sometimes you are remembered of the great source. I didn't know. I know his Vyasa Puja will be celebrated on 31 of December in Boston, because some devotees from Montreal, they told me they want to go there. It's quite close. And but I discovered after that the real day of his appearance is today. Now 60, how much? That was 52. So we are in 64 years. Yeah, 64 years. Last year, for the appearance day of Niranjana Swami, I was in Montreal temple and we made a Guru Puja in the morning. Some of his disciples, they were there. And they asked me to speak also. So I gave a short speech, 15 minutes, about Niranjana Maharaj. And in front of Prabhupada, we have put a picture of Niranjana Maharaj at the feet of Prabhupada with one garden. And we were speaking, everybody was speaking about him. It was very moving. Because they know him pretty well in Montreal, as he was the GBC there for some years, so he used to visit a lot. And all the devotees, they have some relationship and some knowledge of Maharaj. The head pujari, actually Nitai Prabhu from Mauritius, he told me that it is Niranjana Maharaj who gave him this service to worship the deities. He said when I arrived in Canada, that was 40 years ago from Mauritius, his service was to collect donation from the Indian community, because he had some Indian style body, you know, from Mauritius. They are not really Indian body, but mixed with something African also. So he could easily relate to them. That was his service. And he told me one day, Niranjana Swami, we had a meeting like this, And he said, and Nitai Prabhu will be the head pujari. And he was surprised because he was not waiting for that. And then Niranjana Swami said, and there is no need to discuss further, it is already decided. So he had to do. And still he is now, 40 years after. Yeah. Maybe some gap in between. But it's still by the mercy of Niranjana Swami. His house is just next to the temple, so he can come easily. Okay. Omagyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Jadam Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yanatas Mashi Guravinamah Chichitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamaya Dadati Swapitam Tikam Namo Mahavatanya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Name Urdhishe Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakarpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya eva cha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo namo namah. So it's very important thing to always remember the Vaishnavas or the devotee of Krishna, because this is by their mercy actually that we can serve Krishna. You remember the other day we were speaking about the dwarf who wants to catch the moon. You remember? So this morning I was listening to Shivaram Maharaj, because every day he is putting some like 15 minutes katha on his website. And this morning the title was, I am a dwarf and I want to catch the moon. And he was speaking about this song of Narodam Dasaku just a few days after. So it was some sign of Krishna that. And he gave a very nice explanation. He was explaining how actually Krishna doesn't reveal himself so easily to his devotees. That is in order to increase the desire. Because he said, like, when a father has a sweet, he will show to his little child. And when the child wants to take the sweet, the father will do. He will withdraw his hand, no? Thereby increasing the desire of his child to have the sweet, no? Then the child will desire more to have the sweet. And the more the child will desire to have the sweeter the sweet will be when he will got it, no? So he was explaining this. He said, Krishna knows how to increase our desire, because actually our level of advancement depending on the depths of our desire. And so Krishna knows how to make our desire more deep. But Krishna has another vision than our vision. Our vision is short-sighted. We don't see so far, no? So we think, okay, increasing the desire means something. I want to desire more. But Krishna, he has an unlimited vision of everything. So when his desire is to make our desire increase, that can take a very huge dimension. So that can take time also. Time is required to reach unlimited, how to say, quantity. And I was feeling this is beautiful finally, because the more Krishna remains hidden, actually the more he is increasing our desire, isn't it? And I remember reading in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also that this is very difficult for Krishna to remain hidden, because he also would like to reciprocate. But in order to increase the depth of the relation, he is remaining hidden. But he has to force himself to remain hidden, you know? Because he would like also to reciprocate with us as soon as we approach him. But he knows if he does this, then our experience of him will be limited in some way. And he wants it to go deeper. And we have to know that even in the spiritual world, it's not that Krishna is one day attained. Because even in the spiritual world, they are also trying to attain Krishna. But by his nature, Krishna, he likes to disappear always. So sometimes he's with them, and sometimes he just goes away to some other place. So this dialectic, this is like a dialectic. Krishna appears, then Krishna disappears. This is unending dialectic that will go on forever, because Krishna wants always to increase the desire. So there is no end about this. He was explaining all these beautiful things. So we remember the Vaishnav when they take birth. We offer them our prayers. This is some days when we can be closer to them. And that we remember all that they have done for us. I didn't meet Niranjana Swami many times. I would say only two times maybe. One time was in Mayapur, 2013, during the Kirtan Mela. That was not during the Kirtan, that was during the morning after Tulsi Puja. He sat there to chant on his japa, and I was sitting not so far from him, and I was looking at him, and I saw, wow, he's gigantic. Because Niranjana Swami is very, tall, no? Taller than me. He's very tall, but he's not skinny like me. He's strong. He's very stout and strong. And I was thinking, wow. Because compared to Lokanath Maharaj, who was next to him, and some, we have some Maharaj very small, like yesterday, Yadurandam Maharaj came. So short. He's a short Maharaj, no? Prabhupada was also short, you know. And Bhatisharu Maharaj also is short. We have some. I met in New York one Maharaj Bengali. What is his name? I know his name, but I forget his name. Very short. Niranjana Swami is very big, so tall. And the next time I saw him was in Ottawa. Last year, around this time, little bit before, no, that was in October, something like that. There is a small temple in Ottawa with Gornitai deities. This is in a restaurant. But they have very big and beautiful Gornitai deities, like this big. Golden, shining like anything, very beautiful eyes. And they made an altar completely in gold and very beautiful design. There is one Mataji there, India Mataji, taking care of them very nicely. And Maharaj came and he spoke about Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then he made a kirtan, and it was very wonderful, very deep kirtan. Very. so much emotion was there in this theater. Then we took Prasad, and Maharaj didn't hate nothing nearly, just took a little bit like this, and after it, so many people, they wanted to speak with him, so he had to. He was still seated, he had a small table like this, with his Prasadam plate, but so many people would come, and we would speak with them, one after another. No time for eating. But he said after to Mother Kritamala, anyway, I was not hungry, so I didn't mind. Then I went, this is the last time I saw him. Very beautiful. No, because I could have, but I felt that I was satisfied just by having seen him and having heard his kirtan. I was thinking, you know, my heart was fully satisfied. So I said, better to stay with that impression, because my impression was completely positive. So I said, better to stay with that impression. That will be nice impression. Krishna will make another arrangement, another time I can speak with Maharaj. And Niranjana Swami, born in Boston, and he lived in the temple of Boston, and he liked to distribute books on the street. That was his really preferred service. But in the beginning, I heard from his disciple, I don't know, I heard, that he was not good for distributing books. He said, I heard his disciple, they told me that during 1 year he was crying always when he was going on the street, because he never succeeded to distribute books. Everybody don't want the books. And the devotees, they told me, you know, you're not obliged to do that service, you can do some other service. I said, no, I want to distribute books. So he was going every day, but nobody would buy books from him, or very, very less, you know. And he was spending the entire day in the street, so he would cry. I heard the same thing about Vaisheshika Prabhu. You know Vaisheshika Prabhu? Who is distributing so many books and making all these seminars on book distribution. He's a great book distributor. But in the first 2 years, he was like zero for distributing books. So much so that his disciple last year in Hungary told me that he was ashamed to go with the devotee for distributing books, because he distributed nothing. So he was ashamed. So he would go in one place alone, another street, you know, far, and there he would cry. He would cry and cry, I can't distribute books, during 2 years like this. And after, he had some click, I don't know how to say in English, some decric. Decric, you can say in English? In French we say like this. Sometimes it may click, and after, he became a very good book distributor. So I heard this from Niranjana Swami, and I heard also from his disciple that one day, the temple president told him, from now you don't distribute books anymore, you will be the cook. Because there the cook had left, so he had to become the cook for the deities. And he would do all the cookings for the whole day. That means 8 cooking for 8 o'clock, cooking for 12 o'clock, cooking for 4 o'clock, for 6 o'clock, and for 8 o'clock at night. 5 times he would cook. He had to do this alone. And you know what? When Maharaj had finished the evening cooking for 8 o'clock, that means offering will be at 8 o'clock, we can guess he finished for 7:30. After he would go in his room, take his bag with his books, and he will leave behind the temple to go and distribute books in the night. Because he didn't want to stop distributing books. So at 8 o'clock in the night, he would go in the street of Boston and distribute some books. But he didn't say to anybody, and one day the temple president discovered, why are you going at night like this? He said, I go to distribute books. So it's like that. Very great soldier, very humble person. And they like to serve always, always more and more. They feel happiness by giving and by serving. So today is also the advent of the Bhagavad Gita. So when we were singing, I was realizing that actually this is the gift of Krishna. Krishna gave us this. This is coming from his heart, you know. What he spoke to Arjuna, this is like his gift for us, because it is for all humanity. Krishna is giving us this gift on this day, deciding, no, I will use Arjuna to live in my heart and to explain how to come to me. So this is the Christmas gift of Krishna, because it's around time of Christmas. Unfortunately, the people, they don't want this Christmas gift. They want the iPod 7. But we have the iPod 5000 already. And they don't know, they cannot recognize, because it's so much advanced that the technology has changed. You know. They cannot realize. With this book, like Satchinanda Maharaj said one day, it's not difficult to hear Krishna. You just have to open the Bhagavad Gita and you read one verse. And then it's like you hearing Krishna directly telling to you what is what and what to do. No? So this Bhagavad Gita is like a secret that Krishna gave to us, and the proof that this is a secret is that this is the title of the chapters, no? O conoscimento mais confidencial, the more confidential of all knowledge. This is chapter 9. The most confidential of all knowledge. That doesn't mean nothing, you know. And Krishna is speaking the most confidential of all knowledge. Well, what is he saying in this chapter? Krishna is saying, whatever you're doing, whatever you're eating, whatever you are offering or doing, whatever austere thing you are doing, do this for me. This is love. In this way, you will always remain free from the bondage to action, the karma. You will always remain free from karma. And the result, or the good result and bad result of karma. With your mind fixed in me, in this principle of renunciation, you will become liberated and you will attain me. That's Krishna saying. Karma means but when we are doing something for us, either it is a bad action or a good action, if we are doing for us, this is karma. Then we will have good reaction or bad reaction. But if we are doing something for Krishna, this is a karma, there is no reaction. The only reaction that we will have is that in our hearts we develop some love and devotion for Krishna. But we will have no result. That means no good result also. So this is why sometimes devotees say, I'm serving Krishna, but I don't have nothing in exchange, you know. I'm struggling in this world, I'm serving... Yes, because you're serving Krishna. So serving Krishna means you will not get good result also. That's why you have nothing. That's the proof that you are serving Krishna. Go on, continue. What you have is that even though you have nothing in your heart, there is some relationship which starts to establish itself. with Krishna. Because, how to say, in order to establish a relationship, we need exchanges, no? If, imagine I see you for the first time, but I don't speak to you, I just look at you. And the only thing I will do, only looking at you. How much relationship we can develop? That's limited. No? If I want to develop relationship with you, first I have to start speaking with you. Then I have to start doing some action with you. Or giving you something, or asking you something, or going to see you, or, you know, we must develop some exchange with the person, and by these exchanges, because exchanges goes in both sides, that is, action and reciprocation, then a relationship develops. So in the same way, if we want to develop our relation with God, then we have to exchange with Him. By giving, by begging, we can give to God, we can beg also to Him, we can pray to Him, we can say, please help me. No? We can ask Him for some things, not material things, but for spiritual things we can ask, please help me to reach you. And by this constant exchange, actually our relationship develops. So we need to try to develop a constant exchange with Krishna. This is the definition of bhakti. Bhakti means heart transaction or an exchange of heart. From my heart to your heart, we are exchanging. I am doing something from my heart to you, and from your heart you're reciprocating. This is called bhakti yoga. So we have to do this with Krishna and with His devotees also. Because our well-wisher, eternal well-wisher, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Rupa Goswami was one of the most important disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we have said Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. You remember? Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna, who has appeared in this world in a combined form. And their eternal associate from the spiritual world, which we call Goloka, or Vrindavan, or Vrat, they also came with them, and they appeared in the form of some Vaishnavas in this world. Although they were very more beautiful than ordinary living beings, they were looking like common men, but they were beautiful. They had beautiful eyes, even some features like Krishna, very similar to Krishna. And they all came to meet Lord Chaitanya and to be with him. And some of them Lord Chaitanya kept with him, and some of them he sent here and there to do some mission. And one of his most important disciples was Rupa Goswami, who is in the spiritual world is also, as we said the other day, he is a servant of Radharani. He is a little girl, younger than Radharani, who is always 24 hours a day with Radharani, serving her. They never leave Radharani. And so he knows. He knows Krishna, he knows Radharani, because he's with them always. And he wrote a book, very special book. If you want to know about what is our path, spiritual path, you have to read this book. This is the pure definition of what is our spiritual practice. This book is called Upadesha Amrita, or the Nectar of All Instructions. It's called this the Nectar of Instruction, U Nectar das Instrucciones. Upadesha Amrita. This is a small book, only 11 verses. You can memorize by heart and keep in your heart forever. Macho vegan, manasa kroda vegan, jiho vegan, udaro pasta vegan. Start like this. And devotees, they like to memorize these verses because they are the essence of what we are doing. In these old verses is starting from the beginning and explaining what is the spiritual path from beginning, 11 levels. And the last two or three verses, they are explaining what is the topmost goal of life. So in the beginning is starting Macho vegan, manasa kroda vegan, jivo vegan, udaro pasta vegan. One needs to learn how to control the speech. Because normally in this world we have tendency to speak a lot, and we have tendency to speak bad things, so criticism, you know, negative thought, sometimes harsh words, this we have to control. And not to speak about material things, so Vacho vegan. Vacho means a speech. Vegan means this is like impulse, you know, impulse. That is, como se dice en portugués? Impulso? Impulso. That is this impulse. The tongue wants always to speak many things, useless things. This is the tongue. Vacho vegan. Manasa. Kroda vegan. There is also two other impulses. One is the mind. Mind wants always to think about so many crazy things. We have to control this also. And to focus in. Here Krishna said, with your mind fixed in me, in this principle of renunciation, you will become free, liberated, and you will come to me. This is how we control the mind by fixing our mind on Krishna. Sometimes devotees say, how this is difficult to fix our mind on Krishna. As far as I know, the most easiest way is to fix our mind on His form. On His form. Because the form of Krishna is beautiful by nature. So, I don't know for you, but I am an artist in my heart. When I was young, I would spend my day in the, you know, in Paris we have a beautiful museum. This is called the Louvre. Have you heard already? Very famous museum with some paintings, amazing paintings. Some paintings, they are huge, like this wall from Italy. You know, like, what was their name? David, Rubens. I don't know if you know about the Italian painters. Very great. And I would look at these paintings, amazing, so beautiful. So I became appreciative of what we call aesthetic or fine arts, no? Aesthetics. Como se dice en portugués? Bellas artes. It's there, up there. In every town you find the Institute of Bellas Artes, no? This is a very nice place to present our philosophy because normally the students who are in these places, they are different. They are artists.
So many devotees, they are artists.
Yeah, devotees, they are artists by nature. Everybody, every devotee I know, either he is a musician or a painter or a sewer or a cook. Very nice cook. Normally devotees, they are artists. Every devotee develops because this is a contact of Krishna. Krishna is the source of all heart. So when we are a devotee, we are constantly in contact with the source of heart. So naturally we become artists in some point. Maybe not in everything. For example, I am not a very good cook. For me, cooking means speculation. Because I don't know anything else, so I can only speculate. But every time what I am cooking, I like. I don't know about if the others, they like. But I always find this is nice. But I have a little bit simple vision of cooking. I have one recipe, you know, recipe. This is my secret recipe. I use every time. I decided one day, I found, by the mercy of Krishna, he gave me that essence of all recipe. And I use it always. You take something good. You take something good, you mix together, it makes something good. You have a lot of chance not to make mistake, no? It's like that I am cooking. I'm thinking, this is good, yes, this is good. This is also good. So normally if I put together, it will become good. Sometimes it doesn't work, but most of the time it's working. For me it works always. But because we have different notion of what is good, it may not work for everybody. Anyway, so Rupa Goswami, in this very beautiful book, Upadeshamrita, he has told us also, we have to develop a relationship also with the devotees or the Vaishnavas. And by developing, because the more we will develop relationship, or loving a relationship with the Vaishnava, the more we will develop relationship with Krishna, because they are close to Krishna, because they are the people who are always also exchanging with Krishna. We see a Vaishnava, he may be dressed in normal clothes, he may be not speaking so much, but any Vaishnava you see, you have to know, this is a person who is praying, who is chanting, who is thinking about Krishna. So inside his heart, he is always exchanging with Krishna. So he is always or often or sometime, but he has some connection with Krishna. So if you develop connection with that person, you will become closer also to Krishna. So he said this, there are six ways of developing loving relationship with the devotees of Krishna. Dadati pratigrihanti. This verse, dadati pratigrihanti. First, by giving them something. When you give some gift to someone, this establishes some relationship. No? That can be anything, from a flower, to a manor. You know, George Harrison, he gave a manor to Prabhupada. Some people, they are just giving a flower, giving something, exchange of giving what the devotees like to give also is to give some spiritual things to a devotee. Like to give a book, you know, or to give some thing that will remind him about Krishna. Pictures, so many things, can be so many things. And to receive gift. One is to giving some gift, and one is to receive some gift. But that can be anything, that can be socks also. No? It is also spiritual activity to give some socks to a devotee. And when I was in a meeting in New Raj Mandal, 2014, with all the devotees from Europe, one devotee came from, I think, from Estonia, and he had brought some socks for all the devotees, many, many pair of socks he had made for all the devotees, and they were special socks, because on the socks there is some motif, you know, they make some design. They were design of lotus. And he offered this to all devotees. Then you saw all devotees, they were wearing this. These socks with the lotus on their feet. It was nice. I kept that sock for a long time. I liked it. And I put on my feet, I was seeing the lotus, I was thinking, wow, nice. At least people can think that I have some lotus feet. Like my friend in France is always saying this. He said, you don't have lotus feet, you have a cactus feet. He said, your cactus feet. Cactus is, how to say, pinching, no? Oh. But how do you say this in English? Pin. To pin.
Pinch.
Pinch is this.
Pick.
Anyway. So like that. To give some gift and to receive some gift from the Vaishnava. Second one is to give some prasad. Prasad means something which already has been offered to Krishna. Either food, or a flower, or a garland, or anything that coming from Krishna and that we receive after. Also if we share with some devotee, giving some sweet or some food, this is Mahaprasad offered to Krishna. That can be also some piece of clothes from the deities, so many things. And accepting when a devotee is giving us some prasad or so. This is creating a loving relationship. And the last one, and most important one, is to reveal one's heart to a devotee. What is in my heart, what is in my mind, to reveal it to a devotee. And also to listen a devotee reveal to us what is in his heart, what is in his mind. By doing these six activities, we create a relationship. That means it's working also with Krishna. Because you have to know Krishna, although he is a Krishna, he is also a Vaishnava at the same time. No? He's working in the same way that the Vaishnava work. And actually, if the Vaishnava are like this, it is because Krishna is like this. The qualities of the Vaishnava, actually, they are the qualities of Krishna. Because we develop quality according to whom we associate with. The Veda, they say that the soul is like a diamond. And when you put diamond on the green like this, you look, diamond look like green. If you put diamond on orange like this, it look like orange. If you put diamond in red, it look like red, no? So in the same way, the souls will develop the qualities of the people who are around her. In French, soul is feminine. And in English, it's impersonal. They don't have she or he for the soul. They say it. But I don't like this it in English. I don't use it. I think in French we don't use so much. There is always some feminine or masculine for everything. So anyway, and this is because the Vaishnava they always associate with Krishna, then they will develop the qualities of Krishna. Praptasya kalyana gunar lavasya. The spiritual master has received all these qualities from the ocean of qualities. So the ocean guna arnava. Arnava means the ocean. Karanarnava. Vishnu means the causal ocean. Karana means causal, Arnava means ocean. And Guna Arnava, the ocean of good qualities. Krishna is ocean of good qualities. Can you imagine? An ocean of good qualities, this is Krishna. And when we associate with him, all these qualities will start gradually to appear in our heart. So, because Krishna is like this, 26 qualities of devotees, you know, there is 26 qualities. These are actually the qualities of Krishna. That by being always with Krishna, we also develop gradually these qualities. And so that means what applies to the Vaishnava also applies to Krishna. We can reveal our mind to Krishna. Like when we are praying to him, and we can listen to him, reveal his mind to us. from the Bhagavad Gita, for example. This is Krishna revealing his heart to us. And we can give some gifts to Krishna, some jewels, some food, our everyday food we can offer to him. And we can receive some prasad from Krishna, the food he is giving back to us. We receive some gift from Krishna and develop exchange with Krishna. So today we are receiving that gift from his heart. Krishna is revealing his heart to us. The most confidential of all knowledge. Isn't it nice? Then Krishna says, never feel any envy for nobody. Now invasion in him. It's important, eh? This is most confidential of all knowledge. Krishna is telling to us. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namitveshosti. I don't have any feeling of envy or hate for anybody in this world, Krishna tells us. I am equal to everybody. And I don't have also more affection for someone than for someone else. I love everybody in the same level. But, Krishna says, ye bad janti tuma bhaktya, these persons who are always worshipping me with love, mayi diteshu chapyaham, they are always serving me with devotion and love. This person, they are always with me, and I am with them, always. So there is, Krishna is impartial, but at the same time he is also partial. He is impartial because the basis of his heart is that he has no hate for nobody, he loves everybody. Not he loves somebody more than, he has the same feeling for everybody. But when you start to respond to his love, then he will be with you in a special way, that he is not with those who are not responding to his love. So this is very beautiful way of revealing his heart. And he say, apisat tu jurav chalo bhajati mam anyanupak. Even if someone is making something bad, even if very bad thing, if that person is serving me with his heart sincerely, he should still be considered a holy person. Because he's making one mistake, we cannot judge that he's bad, because he's trying always to serve me. So even we may try to serve Krishna, we still may do some bad thing sometimes, unknowingly or out of weakness, you know, material energy, that is true. Like we were speaking the other day, remember? Sometimes we may make one mistake. And Krishna said, even if we do something very bad, Sudurachara, very, very bad, still, we should not be said, oh, this person has no value. No, because we have to consider the entire life of someone, not only that mistake that person made. Krishna said, this person should always think him as a saint, because he is not deviating from me. And this is just question of time. In very few time, he will be purified of this little problem he had. This is next verse, he said. Very soon this person will reach duraduro. What is duradur? Who is remaining? El logo se torna virtuoso e alcanza a paz duradura. For a long time,
everlasting.
So very soon he will become virtuous and reach everlasting peace. Oh, son of Kunti. So son of Kunti, this is Arjuna, because Kunti is the mother of Arjuna. Declare this openly, and my devotee will never perish. That means Krishna is so much kind to those who are doing something for him. This is one quality Krishna has, that he is a very grateful person. He is also unlimitedly grateful. If you have 1,000 lives before, one day you offered one flower to Krishna because you came to a temple or something like that, even unknowingly you offered a flower to Krishna, Krishna still today is remembering that flower you offered to him, and he will not forget. So he has that gratefulness towards everybody. And then we come to the last verse of the chapter. Manmadaha Bhava Manbhakto. Krishna said, you should always think about me. Become my devotee. Offer me your obeisances and worship me. If you absorb yourself completely in me, like this, it is sure that you will attain me. Krishna is telling to us how to attain him. He said, "Con certeza." It is sure. Mam evai shashi yuktaivam. Evai shashi means this is completely sure. Because eva means certainly. So how to think about Krishna? We have to learn this. This is the yoga or the meditation. It is an internal practice. We may be doing anything. We may be driving cars, selling in the shop, cooking, distributing books, whatever we do, our thought should be Krishna. Because he said, think always about me. Not sometime, from time to time, think about me. He said, think always about me. That means whatever we are doing, we have to learn how to think about Krishna. And in this way, we will be situated in yoga always, connected with Krishna. Whatever we do, we will have no more problem, because by thinking about Krishna, we will be with Krishna. Because when you think about him, Krishna is there. He is there with us, and we can feel his presence. The more we think about him, the more we can feel him. So this is the gift Krishna is giving to us. How you can reach me? No? So beautiful. And the best way to think about him is to fix our mind on his beautiful form and chant his name, and to remember him, his qualities. This is the real meditation on Krishna. And from the power of the name, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the pastime of Krishna will be revealed inside our heart. From the power of the holy name. The holy name will take shape gradually. It will become visible. Yeah? And then the holy name will become for us no, he will not be a mantra anymore, but he will be a person. When we will take our japa, our beads in the morning to chant the holy name, we will not think, oh, I will do my meditation, I will concentrate on the holy name. We will think, oh, I'm going to see my friend, my best friend. Yes, one of my godbrothers, he told me that. He told me, actually, in order to go back to the spiritual world, when you take your japa, you should think about that. You should think, now I'm going to meet Krishna. He will be there. When I'm chanting, he will be there. When we have this approach, This is very personal approach, you know? Because he is also an advanced devotee. He is very advanced, so this is his feeling. But when he takes his japa, he thinks, now I'm going to see Krishna. This is how we have to think it. We have to believe it, that the holy name is not different from Krishna. If we think, I am chanting this mantra to control my mind, then the holy name will control our mind, because it's reciprocating according to our desire. If we think, I will do my meditation, then he will reveal himself as a meditation, like some feeling that, yes, I am meditating. Or if we do chant the holy name thinking, I will finish my vow, because I made this vow to chant every day 16 rounds, so I will finish my vow for today. Then I have done my duty. This is in the mood of duty. You know, I made this vow, I have to duty. So what will be, what the holy name will give us, it will help us to finish our rounds. And that's it. Because this is what we want. Radharth Maharaj said this one day. If what you want is to finish your round, the holy name will give you that blessing that you will finish your round. And that's it. You are finished. But that's what you wanted? No? Okay. Finished. Now you're happy. No, I have finished my round. Like Prabhupada said one time. Now I have finished my round. I can do everything bad I want. But if we have to think, no, I'm going to meet somebody. Somebody is there. I'm going to meet you. Personally, we have to approach the holy name. I know you're there. Maybe I can't see you because I'm blind. You know, maybe I can't hear you yet because I'm deaf. But I know you're there. So when I chant, I know you're here, just next to me. Please reveal yourself to me in my heart. Please appear in my heart. This is what the gopis said to Krishna and Kurukshetra. They said, our desire is that you appear in our heart, just like the rising sun is appearing on the horizon. This is what we want. That like the sun is appearing on horizon, we want that you your form also will appear in our heart. Beautiful, no? This is our prayer. So when we chant, we have to chant like this. Like when we are calling on the phone somebody. If I'm calling you on phone, I die, then I hear Haribol, and I don't speak nothing. Haribol, Haribol. And I don't say, you know, I just remain like this. What will happen? You will turn off. You will say, who is that crazy person who is calling me and not speaking, no? Same thing with Krishna. If we are calling him, Hare Krishna, chanting means calling. We are calling for Krishna. If we are calling, then after we don't speak to him. We don't speak. Then Krishna, you know, he cannot relate with us. So when we are chanting, there is also exchange of prayer. We reveal our souls to Krishna, no? We pray to him while chanting. There is exchange of heart. Then if we do this, the holy name will make us feel his answers also. Will make us feel, will give us some guidance. And we will feel that help. We will feel that presence of Krishna. And then, one day, he will appear in front of us. We will be able to hear his voice. On a very high level, when the Vaishnavas, they are chanting, they enter into the pastime of Krishna. And they don't remember that they are here in this world. They are there with the world of Krishna. In the world of Krishna, and then they come back after. Whoop! They come back here. And they again come back to their external sense. This is from Ashakti or Bhav, this level of devotion. So the people can experience this. So this is what is chanting. Mm-hmm. Chanting means this, nothing else. If we don't reach to Bhava Bhakti, or which means that we enter into the pastime of Krishna, our chanting is not yet chanting. Our chanting means that one day when we will chant, everything, this world around us will disappear all of a sudden, and we will find ourselves in another world with some trees and sand or grass, and we will have another body in that world. That is chanting. And here, and chanting of the holy name. This is what we call Shudanam or Premanam, even more than Shudanam. Shudanam means no more material desire, but this is Premanam, that on, not only that there is no more material desire, but there is pure love also in the heart. Just desire to be with Krishna, to serve Him in a special way, in a particular place in the spiritual world. Then, if you what is Premanam Sankirtan, then we will chant. Everything will disappear and we will be, Krishna will come. Yes. Well, what do you want? Or we will take us in to his pastime. Or that will be some another person. That may not be Krishna who will appear when we'll chant only name, that may be Radharani, that may be Nityananda, that may be Advaita or Gadadhar, that may be Nanda Maharaj. You know? Chanting Hare Krishna, we think I'm chanting Hare Krishna, this is Radha and Krishna, yes, but one day you may chant and that will be Nanda Maharaj who will appear, because he is also there inside the Hare Krishna mantra. You don't choose, they choose. Who will come. And when, if you chant Hare Krishna and when cow appears, or this is divine cow from the spiritual world, if you, that cow will appear, you will feel so much love and ecstasy in your heart. You will realize, oh, this mantra also coming cow. Yes, why not? Can be bird who will come. Can be Vrinda Devi, all of these persons, they are inside the holy name, all the essence state of Krishna. Can be our spiritual master also, can be Prabhupada. No? They will appear when we, when our chanting will be filled with love. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Tudu Bhai! This is like, Sachinanda Maharaj said that there is two categories of chanter. One is the, what is it? The former chanter who is chanting out of duty. He has made the vow that every day I will chant 16 rounds, for example. And every day he will dutifully chant his round. Maybe doing also with sincerity. And the other one is the affectionate center, who is chanting because he likes to chant, because he has affection for Krishna. He's not chanting because he thinks I have to finish 16 rounds. He's chanting because he has affection for this chanting. So normally this chanter, he will continue after 16 rounds. Either on his japa or in his heart during the day, he will not stop. Because he likes that. He feels like continuing. Actually, for someone who chanting really the holy name, when he reads 16 rounds, he's not happy, he's unhappy. He's thinking, oh no, now it's finished, I have to do some more material things. I don't want, I want to continue chanting. But sometime he will, even though he wants to continue, he will stop out of to be merciful with the people in this world who don't know Krishna, in order to preach in this world. The great souls are like this. They could chant all day long, you know. Prabhupada could have been sitting and chanting all day long, but he would stop also to come, give class, do this, do that. wash the temple, or to just showing by example. So the natural, this is also reflecting the two other categories that Sachinanda Maharaj explained, that the how to say, periodical chanter and the constant chanter. One is chanting sometime, like every morning he will chant, but after during the day he will not continue to chant because his mind will think about many things. But another category of Vaishnava, he will chant always. Whatever he is doing, in whatever activity, the holy name will always be chanting in his heart, even though if loudly he is not chanting. Because his mind, thinking about the form of Krishna, of Radharani or Chaitanya, then his heart is always chanting. So this is also depending how, when there is affection, there is continuous chanting naturally. When there is not yet affection, then we cannot chant continuously. That would be from period to period according to our feeling of duty. But this is good. This one will lead to the second level. It's not that to reject it. I have met some people, sometimes they do this mistake. Oh, I don't want to chant 16 rounds. I don't want to chant and being obliged to do something. I want to chant from my heart. When I want to chant. I don't want to be, doing this because I have to do it. This is a good feeling in one sense. They don't want to do it out of obligation. They want to do it out of love, which means freedom. When I feel it, I want to chant. This is very good. But I told them, because you have a wrong conception. You think that we are making a vow that I will chant 16 rounds every day in order to force ourselves. But we are not making a vow in order to force ourselves. Or maybe in the very beginning. But actually we are making a vow. It's like a young boy saying to a young girl, I will change your name 17,000 times every day. No? Isn't it beautiful? Which young boy can say this to a young girl, that I will change your name 17,000 times every day? Even Romeo cannot say this to Juliet. He will never do. No? Romeo could not do that. He was not chanting 17,000 times the name of Juliet every day, as far as I know. Or it's not written. No? So the devotees, they make this vow. This is an expression of love. That I will chant your name, because 16 rounds is like 17,000 times the name of Krishna. Because I am grateful to you, because I appreciate you, because you are so nice, because my heart is attracted to you, I will chant your name 17,000 times every day. No matter what happens, I'll do it. Whether you come or you don't come, I will chant your name 17,000 times every day. This is beautiful declaration of love, isn't it? I never heard about such kind of expression of love in this world. The topmost example is like Romeo and Juliet, no? Or there is also this, what is it? Cyrano de Bergerac, Cyrano? Cyrano, he was also making this poem for this lady. You know Cyrano? You don't know? He has a big nose. This is the French theater, maybe you know. You know? This is culture, material culture. You're not obliged to know. Some drama. He was a very beautiful poet, but he had big nose, and he was loving a young girl, but she has no attraction for him because he is not, and he was more older, and like this. But he would make very beautiful poem for her, she didn't know who she this is. And when she heard this poem, she was also so much touched in her heart, but she didn't even know that this was this person. Like the false love of this material world. But still, they are not chanting the name of the other person 17,000 times a day, no? Can you imagine? Haridas Thakur was chanting the name of Krishna 300,000 times every day. No, actually, it's not 17,000 times, we're chanting 25,000 times. 16 round is 25,000 times the name of Radha Krishna. So this is, if we do it like this is not a duty. This is expression of love. So I told them, yes, you want to express your love, you want not to do it out of duty, so just understand. If you, we are speaking about love, we are not joking about love. When the Vaishnav, they're speaking about love, they're speaking about love, and they know what they're speaking about. And they are not just telling, they are also doing. They are proving their love. This is a way to prove our love, no? This is proof. You don't believe I love you? So I'll prove you, I will chant 25,000 times your name every day. Isn't this proof? Yeah, this is proof. Somebody who is chanting 16 rounds every day, this is proof. If he's doing unwillingly or forcing himself, okay, this is proof of little level of love, but still this is something. He's during 2 hours, then if he's doing while trying to think about anything else in order to not to think about Krishna, that is also not such a great love. We have to do it with affection. So, chanting the name of Krishna with affection will lead us to a very good level of chanting from our heart. Chanting Hare Krishna, because they are dear to us. They must become dear to us, Hare Krishna. And I say so often to the devotee, the more you treasure the holy name, the more the holy name will reveal himself or herself to you. The more you treasure, because you think this is Krishna, that you really think Krishna is there and Krishna will reciprocate. So this is one beautiful gift of Krishna. Always think about me. And then for sure, Mame Mai Shashi Satyam Te Sito Junopi O Sinoma, you will come to me. I promise it to you because you are dear to me. Krishna is speaking his heart, revealing his heart. This is what the title is Bhagavad Gita. Gita means who is revealing his heart. This is Gita. Gita means chanting. So, when we chant normally, we speak from the heart. No? You see this chanter in the street? Here in Lisbon we have many chanters. When they chant, they really chant with heart, no? They do it. I was listening to one guy there the other day. Wow, such a beautiful voice he had. One guitarist there, I don't know, black body, he's a very wonderful voice. I was thinking, wow, this, if he could be a kirtan, yeah, he would be a very nice kirtan, this day. Very beautiful voice. But when you, Gita means chanting, chanting means from the heart. So Bhagavad Gita, this is the song, this is the song of God. Or God, Krishna is revealing to us his heart. Bhagavad Gita, so today this took place, that Krishna revealed his heart to all of us. And we should be grateful and take advantage and consider this like the gift of Krishna. Like Shivara Maharaj said that Kirtan is the gift of Krishna to this world. This is also true. This is gift that Krishna gave to this world, no? Most beautiful gift, much less gift, Kirtan. Krishna gave us Kirtan. And he also gave us this Bhagavad Gita. And because he has a very big heart, he also gave us Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and so many stuff, because his heart was so very unlimited. So, for me, Gita Jayanti is a day of gratefulness. I'm feeling so grateful for just thinking that Krishna has given to us, revealed to us his heart. What is a part? Because in the Bhagavad Gita, he just fly over the things without explaining them in all details, that he will do further in the Bhagavatam. That verse, think about me always, he will explain in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, how Radharani and the gopis, they were always thinking about him. He will show by going into now the practical example of this. He will show us what it means to think always about Krishna. But this is like the introduction. Krishna is giving the seed in Bhagavad Gita of everything. Then this will develop in the Bhagavatam. And further, this will give most beautiful fruit in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jai. She, how do you say? Moksha Ekadashi ki jai. She Gita Jayanti ki jai. She Niranjana Swami Maharaj ki jai. Sarva Bhadi ki jai. Itai Gaur Premande Hari.